Very few would argue that sea-to-sky locals are not privileged to live in such as beautiful and bountiful part of the world. Squamish's wildness on land, in the river, and the ocean is remarkable when you think of its proximity to a metropolitan city. How lucky are we? This past long weekend, I had the extraordinary opportunity to witness my first orcas in Atielka 7 Sem, Howe Sound. A pod of 4 to 6, including 2 calves, swam and played in the waters for several hours. They navigated back and forth between the proposed wood-fiber LNG site and south of the Squamish Spit. The exhilaration of witnessing these majestic and iconic creatures in my local waters spurred my curiosity about the whale populations in Howe Sound and the potential impacts of the proposed wood-fiber LNG facility and FortisBC pipeline. I was thrilled to read that since 2007, there has been an upward trend in orca and humpback whale sightings in Howe Sound. This coincided with the establishment of the Britannia Mines water treatment plant in October 2005 and the closure of the woodfiber pulp mill in March 2006. These paired with the habitat restoration initiatives that occurred in Howe Sound, likely enhanced forage fish populations like herring and northern anchovy, as well as the seal population, which, in turn, increased feeding opportunities for the humpback whales and orcas. Further reading made me realize that marine vessel traffic in Howe Sound averaged 1,157 vessels annually between 2014 to 2016. Such vessels included cargo ships, tankers, tugboats, and cruise ships. Assuming these numbers have increased since 2016, I cannot help wondering how the additional 48 LNG tankers, annually, that are 300 meters long and 43 meters wide will impact the orcas and wildlife of Howe Sound. Reading more about the woodfiber LNG project deepened my concern with the prospect of 3 new sources of treated wastewater entering Howe Sound, 2 at the woodfiber LNG site, 1 for LNG construction and 1 for the FortisBC pipeline, and 1 in the Squamish River for the BC Rail site. Could these developments become the tipping point where Howe Sound is once again thriving ecosystem takes a downward turn? Will woodfiber LNG and FortisBC play a pivotal role in determining the fate of the orcas and all other species in Howe Sound? These questions underscore the delicate balance between economic progress and environmental stewardship. This is a moment to think carefully and insist that our government and regulators take action to protect the well-being of orcas so that they can thrive, and future generations can experience the joy of seeing them, as I did. Our decisions today sculpt the landscape of tomorrow. The choices we make for our planet now shape the world we'll call home in the future, by unknown. Luc Gatien, Brackendale. The Squamish chief welcomes letters to the editor of up to 400 words. Letters should be exclusive to this publication and are meant to respond to a local story in the Squamish chief or raise an issue happening in town. Please include your name, neighborhood and daytime phone number. The deadline is 5 p.m. Monday to be considered for Thursday's edition. Full names and neighborhood will be published with the letter. The publisher reserves the right to refuse and edit letters for length and clarity or to address legal concerns. Email letters to editor@squamishchief.com.